Jump to it on the radio. Good to have you with us. Hour number two underway. Man, I went to the bathroom during the top of the hour because I drink so much diet soda and iced coffee. And Jeff is still yelling at me about me yelling. I mean, he's literally just, right? Cowboy B, you were in the bathroom. I mean, am I wrong? He was screaming and barking and yelling at me about having the door open because I'm the only one that yells around here.
He's just reciprocating the energy, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the only one that apparently has any energy level. You know? Oh, you're so loud. You're so energetic. Rooster, shut up. Keep your door closed. Sorry for having a little bit of personality, for having a little bit of salt and pepper. You know? For a little flavor. I apologize. Meanwhile, every single door over there is open, wide open, right? For the same reason why mine is, so that we keep airflow. Anyway, but they want me to just, you know, little old engine that could, going uphill with broken wheels around here, and just keep expecting you to make the sausage without the ingredients, you know? It's the way they approach this show, I tell you that much. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So the Commanders' new, outfits, throwback uniforms, whatever the hell you want to call them, also, again, did not come with, of course, as we knew, and as you should have known, the old logo, a spear, a feather, or anything like that. Forget about the Redskins' name. Did the current logo and no vintage throwback to the old logo bother you in any sort of way? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get back to it on the phones. Let's go to line six. Line six is Quinn in Rockville as we get hour number two started. What's up, Quinn? How are you?
I'm good, Rooster. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for hanging in there.
All right, so from my perspective, and again, you're a confessed, you're not a uniform guy.
Right.
I am.
Okay.
I think it matters quite a bit. In fact, my brother used to say, it's not whether you win and lose, it's what you wear to the game.
Mm-hmm.
We grew up, our family had 10 season tickets to RFK. They hired Joe Gibbs when I was about 17, so my salad days were unbelievable. I went to every game through the 80s, went to every playoff game except for the lopsided win over the Rams. My family goes all the way back to when they moved here. My dad was at the game. They lost 73-0 to the Bears. Family lore says that he turned to his father and said, can we go home at halftime? And he said, no, seeing history being made. So, but to me, football uniforms are a big deal. And somewhere in the late 90s, the Broncos started wearing Nike swooshes on their uniforms and italicized numbers, and they started ruining NFL uniforms. They've got teams, whole teams now that look like gymnasts and not football players. Numbers should be block numbers, not rounded. These uniforms are a bit of a throwback, yes. They're not the uniforms I would wear. I would wear what they wore in the 60s when they really wore burgundy and gold. But it's a connection back for a fan like me. I'm not going to buy more gear. I don't care whether they build a new stadium or if they build a new stadium. My time is done. But they lost me several times during the Snyder era. This guy's doing a lot of the right things. And he's sensitive to fans like me who, I have a son who's 22 and he's actually a fan of the team. Always has been. And he's known nothing but misery until last year.
Mm-hmm.
Little things like these. I mean, I already have jerseys that look like these. I'm not going to buy any new gear. I don't need new gear. I don't want new gear. I want a connection to the past. And that's something that we're getting here. We're getting back to that. And I truly, really appreciate it.
You know, it's interesting. I guess I didn't think about the angle that you just brought up, that many of you have these type of uniforms again from the past. Okay, so maybe that is somewhat neutralized, but I would also say these are going to be, I guess, more brightened up, more vintage, more fresh, different kind of cut, so on and so forth. Right? They had the loose sleeves as opposed to what they wear now. So that's one thing. What you said about. And maybe I missed it. You said you had 10 season tickets at RFK, right?
My family did, yes.
Okay, and you don't go anymore, or you do, or you still go to the...
I stopped going. My dad eventually got rid of... He started selling some of the tickets through a broker, and then eventually it were just his two. We had two in the mezzanine press box, and then the first four seats in row 6 and row 7 in section 230 at RFK.
At the new stadium, you don't have any? Northwest Stadium.
So, in fact, I worked for a company that was actually doing work in there when the stadium went up. So I saw the place go up from the inside out. And I was excited about it like everybody else, and it turned out to be a sterile dump. And, it's a terrible place to go for a game. It's an awful game day experience. And the last time I went was probably in the late 90s. Mm. And it was just, you were being marketed to and screamed at.
Yeah.
And people were drunk and they didn't know stadium etiquette. And it was just an awful experience. And would I go to a new stadium if they build the right place? I'd go and check it out. You know, I love the idea of bringing a Super Bowl and great big events to the town, but do I really care at my age? No.
Has your 22-year-old son, who you said is a Commanders fan, has he gone to games at Northwest Stadium?
I believe he has.
Okay.
Not many. I think he's gone. You know, he's an athlete. He plays hockey, actually, and we both love hockey.
Sure.
Even though I can't skate.
Did he at least have a decent experience or no?
I think it being with his friends, just the fact that they're mates and they're in the sports. And he and I, by the way, still refer to the team as the Redskins.
That's
we'll
fine.
Never call them.
That's fine. Yeah. Just a guy like you, Quinn, and listen, I get it. I understand how bad the experience has been. I always say I'm not the right person to judge one way or the other because I get in for free, right? I work, obviously.
Right.
But I park for free. Even if I've got to walk a little ways, I park for free. I eat for free. I get in for free. I'm there 3 hours early. I'm there 3.5 hours late, whatever. So I'm not stuck in all the I get how miserable that experience has been, and I sincerely hope it gets better. I guess for me, what I've always wondered and wanted and whatever is, and maybe last year is a return to this. Maybe once, hopefully, they get the new stadium deal settled, it'll be a further return to this, is where we're just mostly talking about the football team itself,
football.
As opposed to
football.
All of the other nonsense, all of
football.
The other, things that we talk about.
Spot on. And I think this guy that owns the team now, unless he turns out to be a charlatan, I just don't think he is.
Yeah.
I think he is I think he's a good and decent person.
Yeah, I think
he's a rich man. There's things, maybe he's done to make great business deals that I would find unserious.
Yeah.
It's possible. I don't know. But also look at it from another perspective. This kid that's our quarterback, that appears to be our savior, that appears to be the guy, also seems to be a decent person.
Yes.
A hard worker.
Yes.
All about football.
Yes.
All football.
Not an egomaniac in any way, shape, or form. Not at all.
He's not worried about making a music video. He's worried about, becoming a better quarterback every day. Oh, my God.
The organization, and that was how I opened the show. I don't know how long you've been listening. The organization in 2 years, it's not even 2 years since he's owned the team.
Yes.
In two years. Sorry, I just swallowed a drink and it went down the wrong pipe. I apologize. But it's gone from a joke of the NFL to it's quickly becoming a pillar of the NFL.
Chris, it's unbelievable, actually, when you think about it. We used to talk about things on Sports Talk Radio, what would you do to get rid of Snyder, .. And one of the things, like Grant and Danny brought it up one time, they said, would you go without a team for 3 or 4 years just to get new ownership? And I was like, yes.
Yeah,
I
think most people would, which is it's mystifying when polls and studies and whatever come out that say, some people, and I don't know how official this was, but would rather keep Snyder and if it would bring back the name, right? Somebody ran like a question or a poll about that. I don't remember who it was.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't go that.
I was like, oh, my God. And I worked for Dan Snyder for 6 years. And again, as I always say, Dan treated me fine. He treated me with respect. Okay.
He was still evil in court.
But he was evil to a lot of people and did a lot of bad things. And for that, I'll never be able to forgive him or be able to put even the proper sign of respect on him because of all the other things he did. Quinn, I appreciate the phone call. Good to hear from you, man. Excellent call. Appreciate that. Sorry, guys. Oh, never take a drink and have it go down the wrong pipe when you're doing a solo radio show. Woo! My goodness. Maybe I should stop drinking so damn much. Let's go to line two. Line two is Mark in Largo. What's up, Mark? How are you?
Hey, Christopher. How you doing? We're just going to start calling this Wednesdays with Mark, because what I'm about to say is probably going to piss off the apple cart, and I don't care.
Uh-oh. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Since 1978. I've been a Wizards fan since 1978. They've changed the name. They've done everything they can to the Wizards. I still love the team. And I feel, as a Wizards fan and as a Commanders fan and as a DC fan, I feel like I echo a lot of sentiments that a lot of people in the younger generations will say, but are afraid to say it publicly. I'm going to say it because I'm in Gen X, and we're dealing with the baby boomers and the silent generations, what's left of the silent generation. People need to stop bringing what's politics into sports. A lot of people were furious over the name change. And, Chris, I told you this 2 weeks ago, that I felt like you should get in front of the line to bring the name back so the people in my generation and the people in the baby boomers and a little bit of the millennials should get their name back, because we all know the media did whatever they could to get Snyder out of there. I mean, I think there was a push to, if he started losing his sponsors, he would have to strip the name. So let's just call it what it is.
Well, it wasn't just the media, though.
Well, true.
It was other NFL owners behind the scenes. They just weren't saying it on the record.
No. Well, okay. That may be true, too. But let me say this, okay? Because y'all have made this whole mess. Y'all need to get in front and center about getting the name back. You guys. I said this to Kevin earlier. Kevin said, you're lecturing us. Now, that's the part I'm going to talk about. Here's the other part I'm going to say. If you don't like the team because of their name changing this and that, then you were never really a fan of the team, because this is what I feel like for this team right now. I'm looking at a dynasty that we could be seeing right now. I look at this team last year, and I think of the Cowboys in 91. When they beat us in the regular season and got stomped by Detroit in that playoff game, and they came back and they won 3 out of 4. That's what I see with this team right here. So my question is to all the fans out there right now, let's say we win the Super Bowl in San Francisco Stadium, and then we win the Super Bowl in SoFi Stadium, which will be a 3-day weekend, by the way. We go back-to-back, we lose to Kansas City, and then we win another Super Bowl. Are people going to be still talking about the damn uniforms and the name?
I mean, I'm not.
As a Wizards fan, I don't care what they call the command. I'm going to love the team. When you're a parent of a child, you're going to love your child, no matter what. People need to get off of this wokeness, okay? I understand a lot of people felt like Snyder was pressured and didn't like Snyder and just wanted to get rid of it. I get it. I understand that. But what I'm trying to say is this. If you love the team, love the team. It ain't about what a team wears. It ain't about what a team's called. It's not about this. It's about that. It's about loving your team.
Well, that I am totally in agreement. I am totally in agreement. I don't understand how anybody could not like a team because of their name or their uniform. I don't understand I don't understand it at all.
I mean, Chris, I mean, I just think it's crazy. You hear people calling Kevin's show, oh, yeah, it's great. It's 9 out of 10. It's 8 out of 10. It's just beautiful. It's this and that. Well, damn, so what the hell were you watching from September to January? What were you watching? I don't care about that.
It's fair.
We got a potential franchise quarterback that could possibly win us 5 Super Bowls and could be in the GOAT conversation. And everyone's talking about a team name and the team uniform.
Yeah. I mean, you're speaking my love language
here. And then you want to blame the new ownership?
Well, I bring it up because it's in the news and because it makes I know people care. Okay, otherwise I would be like creating some sort of other topic.
Here's my problem. If you care that much about a team name and a team
then why were you cheering for the team?
Yeah.
Because of the name? Because of the uniform?
Well, that's what I've never understood. Is
you don't like football.
Yeah, you cheer for, I guess, the organization, which constantly has moving parts and things that change, right? And people right. in and people out. And you know, of course, people get happy and mad about that. But you move past it, and you still keep cheering for the team. That's your team.
Don't get me wrong. I think they should go back to the original name, too. I mean, consecrated to what everybody says. I agree with that. But if they don't, I'm still going to cheer for them.
Yeah.
And what I if you hate Snyder, and that was the reason why you wanted to get rid of him, fine. We got a good football team right now.
Yeah.
You know what we should be talking about? Whether Terry's going to sign, and truth be told, and I think this is something, Chris, we really need to be talking about, is Brian Robinson on the bubble for getting cut before the end, or getting traded before the end of training camp?
Well,
we're going to be
obviously talking about that as we get closer and closer to camp and throughout camp. There's no doubt about it. I appreciate you, Mark. Good opinions,
thank
as
you,
always, and good passion. I always like Mark's perspective. Don't always agree, but I always like Mark's perspective. Something that I noticed this morning, something that I went back and double-checked, just a second ago, something that I'll bring up in comparison to the new, vintage, throwback, whatever you want to call them, unis, that I'll bring you on the other side. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app. Now available on iHeartRadio and TuneIn as well at 980 on your AM dial on the radio. All throughout the DMV, it is the Chris Russell Show. Rooster on the radio, all that good stuff. Ben Strober on the other side. Strobes in the house. We will also get to Mike Rizzo, who spoke to the Junkies today on 980 and had some interesting and some very political things to say. We'll run through that later on the T980 and the Odyssey app. All right, before we get back to the calls, just wanted to point out this, right? They're clearly different. Nobody's going to suggest that they're not. Go back and watch the highlights from the Detroit playoff game, I believe the Tampa playoff game as well, and the Philadelphia NFC Championship game. And with the exception of stripes on the pants, and I guess a stripe around the bicep of gold, the uniforms that they're going to be wearing as the vintage throwbacks are essentially the same thing. Now, it is based on certain pictures and certain images and whatever, a different shade of burgundy, which is more certainly popular than what they were running the last couple of years. So that is a noticeable difference when you look side by side. I've always contended I didn't really see a significant difference. But maybe that's my eyes being just old man and not seeing things clearly.
I saw someone put them side by side today, and I don't know if maybe the lighting was manipulated within the image, but to me, it does look different, and it kind of makes me frustrated looking at it.
Yeah,
because it's a symbolism of the idiocy that we saw in the previous regime. Like, they had an easy layup to pretty much pivot to these uniforms, yet they didn't.
I did see the same. I think the same side by side was it with Chase Young? Yeah. I saw the same thing, and clearly it's a different shade of burgundy, right? Or color. There's no doubt about that. But to your point, why that original decision was made, we don't know. I do know there was a lot of pressure and a lot of chaos in the organization clearly at that time. And Jason Wright and others were under a lot of pressure to change around a lot of things. And because a lot of things affected financial, right? So mistakes were made. But, you know, some of that blame also has to go on whoever runs this crap for the NFL, right? The NFL And presumably they have a division or a department or at least somebody, right? Because they have all sorts of rules. They have somebody that approves all this. And the NFL didn't go, oh, wait a second, that's a different shade of burgundy. So Jason Wright, and I guess Ron Rivera, and also Dan Snyder by extension, look like fools. And again, they made mistakes. Not trying to defend them. But the NFL also didn't help them either. The NFL, which has all of these rules, it didn't help them either.
But, like, they told us that it was the same when it wasn't. That was the most frustrating part right. for the fan. You're saying, why are you telling me that they are the same when I'm looking at it and it's not?
This just in, sports executives lie all the time. Yesterday, you weren't with us. I gave the audience a quote from Mark Lerner from 2 years ago that Talk Nats had on. That said, I promise you we will be at the top of free agent spending, or I'm loosely quoting it. 2 years ago. Not one shred of evidence since then would point to that.
Rizzo
sports executives, owners, general managers, whatever, they lie all the time. All the time. Just like, I'll save this for later on. But there has been this notion going around that, well, again, when it comes to Davey Martinez and Mike Rizzo, we'll get into that. But anyway, the point that I just wanted to make is the burgundy pants and the white uniform jerseys were worn for the playoff games last year. And of course, the helmet. The difference is, with these vintage throwbacks, they're going to have the gold striping up the pant leg. And they're going to have the, I guess, technically correct shade of burgundy. And they're going to have a stripe of gold around the bicep area, which kind of makes them the throwback look.
Gold face mask, too, on the helmet.
Yeah, that too.
I think that was a big one for a lot of people.
I mean, but I guess my point being is, it's not like these are dramatically different than what we saw late last year in their final games in the playoffs. They are different. I'm not suggesting that. It's not like this is completely different than anything they've been wearing lately. This is just a fine-tuning, an adjustment. And again, I'll just say this. They know that you guys are going to go gaga over anything connected to the Super Bowl era, one. Two, they know that you guys, some of you guys, will not buy Commanders gear. So the gamble here is, hey, maybe they'll buy this gear. Maybe they'll buy this gear if they won't buy Commanders gear. So we intentionally won't put anything Commanders on it so that people can buy the gear, which is a smart business strategy, by the way. Is, hey, you have your stand and you feel a certain way for whatever reason you feel that way. Okay, you're dug in. We see it. We see the numbers. All right, let's give you another option. And I think that's important.
I'll give my 2 cents because I'm a young guy and the Redskins name, that logo, is almost synonymous with me with failure and misery for most of my life because that's all I knew. But a part of you likes the old uniform and the tradition that is with that, one, because the nostalgia factor from people like my father who would tell me about the glory days going to RFK, watching the team win 3 Super Bowls. Like, I feel part of that. But also, not just from the misery standpoint, but just like watching the games, becoming a fan of the team, despite them stinking so bad for so many years, like that's the uniform that I saw on the TV growing up and becoming a fan, starting to get immersed in this this whole world of being a fanatic for this organization. So you kind of feel the tie that comes together with that. You know, it's not all about the name or the logo. I don't care about that stuff. Like, I care about winning. And the organization being a pillar, as you mentioned, which they have become now in the past couple of years under new ownership. And now having the uniform kind of return to what it once was in the glory days, you know, I can kind of connect with it from a sense because that's what I grew up watching.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I get to see it with a real quarterback wearing it instead of Rex Grossman.
It's amazing. Or any other non-real quarterback.
15 of them or whoever.
It's amazing how this happens. It's amazing how winning on the football field makes everything just a little bit better, right? I mean, again, literally, they could they could have rolled out Oscar the Grouch costumes as their vintage throwbacks. But because they're winning 12 games and they were in the NFC Championship and they've got an exciting quarterback, everything's going to be okay. Doesn't mean everything's going to be loved, but everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be okay. All right, let's do the trending alert, and then we'll get right back to the calls. Mike in Fort Washington will be up first. Dominic in Tampa, we'll get to him. And then we'll get to Lap, Mitch, and everybody else. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app, also now available on TuneIn and the iHeartRadio app. All right, the Nationals, game two of the Miguel Cairo era tonight, 7:45 with Mackenzie Gore, National League All-Star on the bump. You can hear it, 106.7 The Fan. Last night, game one did not go as well. They had a 2-0 lead, quickly gave that away, lost 4-2. Right now, top of the second inning, Dodgers-Milwaukee, 0-0. Bottom of the first, Toronto and the Chicago White Sox, 0-0 there. Major League Baseball has announced that for next Tuesday's All-Star game, they will indeed be using the ABS Challenge system. Which, of course, could become a permanent fixture in Major League Baseball when it comes to calling strikes and having the video and digital evidence for that. So that is certainly an interesting twist, if you will, to the Midsummer Classic. Meanwhile, from the NBA, Chet Holmgren has now won an NBA championship, and now he's a very rich man. Rookie max extension with the champion Oklahoma City Thunder. It's a 5-year max rookie extension deal, fully guaranteed. It could reach up to $250 million. As well, from the NFL, we told you the Commanders announcing their vintage throwbacks. They're going to wear them for two scheduled Sunday night games against Seattle and against Denver in November, as well Christmas Day against the Cowboys. But bad news for a team that they beat in the playoff push last year. That's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They won the wild card game down in Tampa, and now stud left tackle Tristan Wirfs is expected to miss the start of the regular season because of a knee injury and knee surgery, likely to start on the PUP list, and he would then miss at least 4 games. And that's what's trending. All right, 22 minutes in front of the top of the hour right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Let's get right back to it on the phones. And let's go to line 3, Mr. Strober. Mike is in Fort Washington next up on the Team 980. Mike, thanks for hanging in there. How are you?
I'm well, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
As I ride around my neighborhood in circles because I don't want to miss the call by getting in and out of the car. But anyway,
I appreciate your patience and your patronage. I apologize for not getting to you sooner.
Oh, no. No worries. It is what it is. And that kind of speaks to my point. Like, I'm going to wait my turn because if I want to call, then I need to wait to be addressed, right? Kind of like the same thing with the Commanders, with the team. Mm-hmm. I hate the Commanders' name, but I agree with them changing the name. If they change the name, then the name has been changed. I don't get why people feel so entitled to have the name that they choose, which, is Redskins. They moved on from that.
Yeah.
Let's move on as well. It's called evolution. The team evolves. Life evolves. The world evolves. We're not devolving and going backwards. As I said before, I hate the name Commanders. I was raised in RFK. My parents had season tickets from the time I can remember. I was a kid in the seat cushion game. My father said, hey, looked over me and said, you're witnessing something special. This game will never be forgotten. I get all that. I share all those experiences. But also, I'm willing to move on. I'm flexible enough to say, hey, somebody, for some reason, they changed the name. If it offended somebody, yes or no, I don't know. All that's above me. What I do care about and what I won't, I'm sorry, what I won't waver on is my affinity for the team. Now, did I hate the team when they were terrible and rotating quarterbacks and coaches and this and that? Yes, I hated all of that. Do I embrace Daniels and the new offense and the new coaching staff and the new owners? I do. So my point is, I don't get why people want to go backwards. What is it about going backwards that gets people's juices flowing to the point where this won't end? And I'm saying, what's going to stop it? They say winning. Okay, we won. We went to the NFC Championship game this year, and that was great. That was great. So let's build on that. Let's talk about that. It really bothers me. And a guy a couple callers ago brought up the fact of politics in this thing. I just think, and I know you don't like talking politics on your show, but I think it's a close association or a representation of where we're moving as a country. And I'm going to let it go at that. But my point is, let's move forward.
Yeah.
Let's move forward.
Well, Mike, overall, you are absolutely correct. But I think this is more than just a Commanders, Redskins fan issue, whatever, about looking back. Everybody wants to feel the warmth, the glory, the remembrances, the memories of what they had in the past, whether that be from a football team name or standpoint, or whether that be from our family, or whether it be from an old job or an old friend or whatever the case might be, right? So I think it's natural, us as human beings, we always want what we no longer have anymore. That's number one. That's big picture. But you are absolutely 1,000% correct. And that's how I always try and approach it, is I may not love everything that we are dealing with in society. As a matter of fact, I don't. But I am always willing to embrace the future, look forward, and much more about that. And I think that gets you in less trouble if you just focus on trying to make, again, the now and the future better as opposed to worrying about the past. But, I mean, that's the way we're kind of conditioned as a society, is everybody looks back on the past.
I get that. And my response to that is, so I'm 58 years old. I'll be 59 in August. Guess what? I can't run and jump like I did when I was 19.
I hear you.
Coming back.
I hear you.
It ain't coming back. So just like, what I'm working with now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, brother. I hear you, man. That's a great line. I mean, that's excellent perspective. You're right. I mean, no matter how hard you try, it ain't coming back, right? It's just not.
No business. No business.
I hear
that's it. All. Thank you.
I appreciate you waiting
for
us. Yeah, that's a good perspective. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Yeah, man. I mean, maybe that's too simple for people, but I am much more. I worked in that building for 6 years, and every day I would walk past the Super Bowl trophies and all the, and every day I would be like, this organization, the only thing that they have right now that's good is to hang on to those vintage days. And trust me, they knew that as well, right? When you get stuck in the past, and nobody can ignore the past, but when you get stuck in the past, I think it's too easy to just say, well, it used to be this way, and it used to be that way, and because it's not this way anymore, I can't enjoy this. And that doesn't mean forget about the past. It means I wish we as a society somehow could more embrace the present and embrace the future. And I know that's generic, and I know that's kind of, sure, easy to say. But like, I don't know. I'm trying to think. You know, what's a good example? All right, here's a good example. Some people around here might know. I grew up working at and living near the most popular Roy Rogers restaurant on Long Island, and for a time in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. There was nothing like Roy Rogers fried chicken. Nothing like it. It was the best. And the rest of their menu was great. But over time, business strategy, life, more companies getting involved, whatever, things changed. And now Roy Rogers is kind of like, I don't want to say an afterthought, but it is not in any way, shape, or form what it used to be. So I've had to find new options. If I want fried chicken, I've got to find new options. So I've embraced the newer options, right? That doesn't mean if I don't see a Roy Rogers, if I go out to Front Royal, there's a Roy Rogers out there. I think there's a Roy Rogers in like Alexandria somewhere on Route 1. I know I've passed. If I go out to Roy Rogers, actually, I passed one sort of on 29 the other night, taking my kid home. If I go to, if I'm near a Roy Rogers and I happen to be hungry, I'm going to get some fried chicken. If not, I get, and I want fried chicken, I go to Popeyes or KFC or whoever's got fried chicken. And, it, you know, most likely Popeyes. But you see what I'm saying? Like, you move on. You embrace the current. You embrace the future. Don't be so stuck in the past. It doesn't mean forget about the past. Don't be stuck in it. Let's go to line four, our guy Dominic in Tampa. Let's get him aboard here and weigh in. What's up, Dom? How are you?
Chris, how you doing?
I am doing good. Sorry about the long wait, but I appreciate you being with us.
Oh, no, absolutely, absolutely. Always a pleasure talking to you. You know that.
Yep. Same here.
Yeah, thank you. So obviously, listen, you know, I've listened to calls all day. I listen to Kevin Sheehan. I listen to you, you know, your calls and stuff. And I totally understand what people are saying. You know, you got to move on, move the pedal. I get all that. But when you're talking sports and you're talking the single most important team in the DMV, that's why it's so it is why people want to say bring back, you know, the Redskins or whatnot, because it's when you think of DMV, when you think of DC, you think of the Redskins. You don't think of the Nationals. You don't think of the Wizards. You think of Washington Redskins football. And when I saw this unveiling today, I got to admit, I got goosebumps. I did. The only thing I just don't like about the whole unveiling is just two things. One, the stupidest logo, the Taco Bell logo there, the taco stand holder that's slapped in the middle, and the fact that it's only three games. You know, I think it's going to be permanent starting next year. I really wish that one of those games was actually the Monday night against Chicago. I would rather done that instead of either Denver or Seattle, in my opinion. But you know, when we hear this thing, oh, you got to let it go. You can't. It's Redskins football. It's the single most important thing in that city that everybody grew up with. You know, and I'm 35 years old. Okay, you know, and everybody says, oh, well, you only left with losing. Yeah, you did. But you know what? Why are you forgetting about 2005? The miracle. You know, the first time in 20 some years beating Dallas. RG3's year, 2012, 2007, I believe it was. You know, all these things. It's not always just about losing. So, oh, yeah, we got to move on for that because it's losing. That's just, I don't agree with it. I just don't, you know. And I think, truthfully, Chris, I think that you're going to see, maybe not now, but I think in about 4 or 5 years, you're going to see this brand change to a old logo and or the spear, and I'm hoping that if it's not Redskins, then it's Washington Warriors, and everything looks back like how it used to be.
Dom, you know I love you. I don't know if that's going to happen quite the way you want it to, especially if they win. I think the only way that like you get sort of the old logo back, or maybe the spear is different, or feather or whatever. But I think the only way you get the old logo back, and look, the new name is, I mean, the old name is never coming back, but I think the only way you get any real other connection to the past besides what's already been done is if they're losing and losing terribly. And somehow Jaden Daniels flops and the organization is a circus again and they're desperate to fill a new stadium or whatever. I think that's the only way.
Can I ask you this, Chris?
Yeah.
Do you find it odd or strange that when Dan Quinn came out with that shirt with the feather on it, that wasn't something?
Yeah.
Or this recent photo of Daniels holding the spear? I mean, those to me, those are Easter eggs.
Yeah.
You know, they're not doing those things just because.
No, I understand.
Doing them to test things
I understand.
Out.
And listen, I don't disagree that maybe a feather or spear or whatever might be coming back in some other way. I guess I meant more than that. Like, I just don't see a return to the old logo, the Indian head logo. And certainly I don't see a return to the name. And certainly I don't see anything changing from Commanders, the name Commanders. But if they're desperate in 4 or 5 years, and certainly that process takes longer because you got to go through all sorts of NFL rules and whatever, then I can see where they might do something significant. I don't know if a spear or a feather is significant in my eyes. Maybe it is to some, but it's not significant, at least in my eyes. Dom, I got to let you run because I'm way late. I appreciate you as always. Good to hear from you down in Tampa. That's our guy, Dominic, in Tampa. More calls, more reaction, and what the Commanders can do from here. I mean, we're leaving it open for you to kind of spin it any other way that you want. I know a lot of you are happy, but a lot of you are still frustrated. I get it. 301-230-0980. We'll keep it going on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. I was just having a conversation with the boss man a couple of hours ago about Hotel California. One of the greatest songs ever created by mankind. The Eagles, one of the greatest bands of all time. My favorite of all time. Everything should be more about the Eagles. Not the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles. Don Henley. Of course, the late, great Glenn Frey. Joe Walsh. Timothy B. Schmidt. Even Vince Gill. And Deacon Frey.
I don't know anything about this.
Yeah!
I know about, like, Randall Cunningham.
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
Eagles?
Yeah, not those Eagles.
Oh.
No. Not Fly Eagles Fly. No, no. No, no.
I hate those Eagles.
The Eagles.
These ones sound kind of good, though.
I mean, it's one of the greatest bands of all time. One of the highest-selling bands of all time. Lots of people love them.
And of course, including to your audience, boy. I'm joking.
Right.
I know about this.
Yes.
I know they probably think I'm serious because I am 21.
I mean, you're 21, so you do know a little bit about the Eagles band.
I know who they are.
Yeah, okay. That's why you played the song, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Attaboy. 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 All right. I guess we'll keep it going with the phones because everybody wants to chime in, and I've got full lines. So we'll try and speed through everything as quickly as we can. Sorry, guys. We just have, you know, show structure, all that stuff. So just hang tight. We will get to you on the other side. I'll shut up, and we'll just rock and roll through all the calls. We'll do one more round of calls, and then I got to get into some of this Davey Martinez, Mike Rizzo stuff before the end of the show. And obviously, we'll have time Thursday and Friday to talk about more stuff that you want. It's just a lot going on all at the same time. All right, 301-230-0980, back in a flash. Stay tuned on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, now available on TuneIn and the iHeartRadio app.